So we'll leave it there and introduce our guest here in the studio. Brian Vaith is with us. He is running to become the 2014 Republican gubernatorial candidate. Brian, welcome. Good to have you in the studio.
Thank you, sir.
And Duane Shorty Davis, who's running, his running mate, is Lieutenant Governor. Shorty, good to have you in the house.
Well, thank you for having me.
And you brought one of your toilets in my house?
I brought one of my toilets. Toilet got wheels, baby.
The number here is 410-319-8888. Write to us here at steinershow@gmail.com. I'll check on Facebook, see if you've written there. And you can also tweet us at Mark Steiner, and Stephanie will be checking the tweets. 410-319-8888. So let me ask you, gentlemen, first of all. I saw immediately when you sent the post out that you were running, Shorty, you all were running. Why are you running? And B, why are you running as Republicans? What's the start, Brian?
Well, like I was telling you before, I was a Bomber City firefighter for 13 years. Always had that desire to serve the city. You know, most little boys want to be cops and firemen. Well, I always wanted to be a fireman, you know. And I was able to do that, and I'm grateful to the citizens of Baltimore for allowing me to achieve my goal, you know, and it was a great job and all, but I got injured in the line of duty. I broke my back. And once it got into the administrative process, I got lost in it. An error was made. By the time it was time to, you know, correct the error, the bureaucracy got in the way of it. And, you know, I've been denied my disability pension. And I started, you know, going through the court battles with them. And I've been going through the court battles with them for the last 6-7 years, in and out of federal court, gets tossed, you appeal it, you know, file new charges. But, you know, it was that I didn't have a voice. I was just one person going up against them. I had been down to the Department of Justice to file complaints against the lawyers and the way that they were doing things against me, just a pro se plaintiff. I'm trying to avail myself of my civil rights and, you know, go through it the proper way. And, you know, I would drop off complaints and, you know, nothing was ever done with it. Or they put them in that black box like me and Shorty realized when we went down there. And, you know, our officials have gone to, you know, such lengths as to commit perjury and submit fraudulent affidavits, and that are allegations I've made that need to be investigated. And I think when you make an allegation like that against a politician, it should be investigated fully.
So why are you running as Republicans?
We run as Republicans because I'm running as a Republican because the Democratic Party ain't going to let me in. The Democratic Party ain't going to give us a voice. And the Democratic Party is corrupt in the state of Maryland. I'm running as a Republican because I represent ex-felons and prisoners. And ex-felons and prisoners, just like in the 1800s, are slaves to this O'Malley machine. They have no voices. They have no standing in the community, and they're socially and economically deprived. I'm running as a black Republican to show ex-felons in the underclass in Baltimore City that there's an alternative to the Democratic Party. We don't have to be sheeple. We can start standing up and be people. We can vote for ourselves. We can vote people into office that are going to represent our interests, not the interests of the corporations.
So, I mean, I might push you and argue. I think I'm not sure the Republicans are any less demagogic or undemocratic as the Democratic Party, but be that as it may. So beyond the cases that both of you have, I know you have both, and Shorty, you've been fighting your cases ever since your arrest and before that, when your arrest was simply putting as a symbolic protest a toilet in the lawn of a courthouse and arrested for as a dangerous terrorist.
Civil rights, just like Martin Luther King, public accommodation. The toilet represents public accommodations. Pavlov's theory of call and response. I was doing a movie. I was making a movie. That's a movie prop.
So we all remember that. And I remember seeing your picture in the paper and going, wait a minute, that's Shorty. What's he doing being arrested? And I remember that first day I saw that happen. But beyond the anger over your arrest and what's going on that way, what is it you're saying to the people? Because why should people care about voting for you all beyond each one of your individual cases?
Well, because we have direct knowledge of the way they operate. And like with mine, there's another issue about the Department of Health and Mental Hygiene. They had just settled a lawsuit by the Public Policy Institute, I believe it was, that sued them because they were failing to process applications correctly for Medicaid and Medicare assistance through Social Security. And it affected a lot of families. It affected mine. But going through this process and seeing the number of people that it's affecting, You know, it's just not about me. I mean, I'm okay. We're all right. We're walking, we're breathing, we can work. But it's, you know, there are people out there that are afraid to stand up for themselves. We're talking to constituents in the community that there's one lady that has a claim that has merit to it against police officers and excessive force that, you know, she's not getting her proper voice. And that's all we're asking for is the fair investigation and the fairness in the government that you promised. Now, I run as a Republican because, and a good example of this was made, and I have to point this out, of a state senator down in Louisiana posted up on his YouTube page about why he's a Republican. I believe his name was Elliot Guilfoyle, but I can send you the link. But, you know, he, you know, brought up the fact that in 1854, the Republican Party was founded as an abolitionist movement that, you know, with one goal, he said, one simple goal, that slavery was against human rights. And, you know, oppression from our government, things like that, it's all hand in hand. We got to get rid of these, you know, I don't know when it became us against them. But that's the way that it seems.
And if we cut our finger and we bleed blood, Brian going to bleed red, I'm going to bleed red. And that's why me and Brian is together. We are past this color thing.
No,
we're about handling the people's business, doing what needs to be done. We're not going to cow tote. We're not going to buck dance. We're not going to wear Dockers. We're not wearing blazers. You got to accept us as is.
Right.
410-319-8888. Join these two men, Shorty Davis and Brian Vaith, running for Lieutenant Governor and Governor, respectively, here on the Republican Party. I'll be on the, you'll be on the ballot, right? You're
yes,
registered,
sir.
You're registered and you're
yes,
on
sir.
The ballot?
Yep.
410-319-8888. Sharon, you're on the air. Sharon, you're on the air. Welcome.
Okay.
You're on the air, Sharon.
Oh, hello.
Hi.
I'm sorry. I don't have a radio, and I was listening to the podcast
okay.
on the web.
Okay.
I am Occupy the Law, and I met Shorty shortly after the television newscast of his toilet in front of the Baltimore County Circuit Court. When I saw him on television, I thought to myself, I have got to meet this man. He is as bold as I am, only he gets out a little more than I do. My whole thing with Occupy the Law is denial of access to the courts, which is something that Shorty and Brian are also interested in. It seems that no matter if you pay or you don't pay, you know, if you file as an indigent, regardless, if you're a pro se litigant, that is representing yourself, you are denied access to the courts by either them totally ignoring you, which they've done to me many times, or some kind of illegal betrayal by the court, by the clerks of the court, or the judges. I actually had the judge who was listed on my docket as having right. a conflict to be the one who wrote the brief that was the deciding factor in one of my cases. This was a legal malpractice case. So this is why I'm behind Brian and Shorty, because they are for transparency.
Sharon, thanks for the call. And let me again push your elbows just for a second again. I mean, beyond these court cases, I mean, most people are not going to vote for gubernatorial candidates because of a court case,
right?
Because of you're thinking the system is corrupt that way. I mean, there's got to be right. a reason people want to pull your lever as the Republicans. Why you'd want to have folks becoming Republicans to vote for you? What would motivate somebody like me who says, "Okay, fine. I know the court system is corrupt. I know that everybody gets many people get crammed up by the court system, and people go to jail on for wrong reasons, or jails are full of people of color, and they shouldn't be full of people of color. But give me a reason. What are you going to do? Why should I vote for the two of you?"
Because we're going to take that "what if" out of that whole scenario that you just presented. We can't go for incarcerating people because of a mistake that we made. It affects people's lives. We can destroy people's lives with the stroke of a pen. You know, and we got to take more care of, you know, doing what it is that we're doing so that we don't restrict just the freedom and liberties of the citizens who are paying enormous fees and taxes. I mean, taxes, they're paying for this, and they don't deserve. This is not what they need to be getting for their money.
Shorty?
I'm running to help people that can't help themselves. I'm a voice for the voiceless. I'm an unpaid lobbyist for the community, and I've been doing this since I came to Baltimore. I'm running for office to encourage other people to do the same. They said if you got a dream, you're supposed to act on it. Well, I've been acting on mine since I came to Baltimore. I came from nothing to be something, and I'm going to show other people they can do the same. running for office, serving your community, being a positive individual after people label you something that you're not, the success in itself is its own reward. People will vote for me and vote for Brian because we represent change, and we're showing them that if we're a change that you can believe in, we're a change that you can see. He's got an energy program that's going to give you careers, not jobs.
Well, let's talk about this. Let me ask you three specific things. There are about 10 minutes left on our segment, so I want to get you, because you'll be back here as we continue down the campaign trail, but let me just get these out. Let's talk A. What was the plan? What would be your plan to reform the criminal justice system? Where does that start?
Oh, well, like what Sharon brought up, that previous caller, who I know personally, and, you know, she's absolutely correct in what she's saying. The tactics that are used, we've experienced them firsthand. You know, and most of that is all smoke screens. Like when you file a complaint, they don't have to answer it. They can file a motion for summary judgment that challenges the defects in something you really basically know nothing about, and you're held to the standards of lawyers. But when you have a reason and a right to bring that court and to the court, and it's justified, it should be heard on the merits and remove those barriers, those smoke screens that cause people to have their right to their day in court denied to them, and just remove those hurdles, you know, and provide transparency in it all. We could do your radio show from the office, the governor's office.
So how would you stop the mass incarceration of people of color in the state? What would you do to change it?
Stop the mass incarceration. You need to hold a judiciary committee, and you need to hold the Department of Justice needs to get involved. You need to start holding these judges that have vested interest in locking people up. Here's a prime example. Warren Brown and the public defender went to the same law school. Warren Brown and the public defender graduated in the top 5% of the class. Why does Warren Brown win 85% of his cases and the public defender gets paid a salary to lose 85% of his cases? They went to the same law school. They passed the same test. They defend the same clients. So why is Warren Brown's clients getting off because they're paying $30,000, $40,000 a pop versus a public defender that has no vested interest if you lose or not? You've created an industry no different than slavery, and you're enslaving the underclass because they are socially, economically deprived to defend themselves in a court of law.
Right.
This does not apply to criminal cases. This applies to child support. It applies to real estate law. It applies to the court because the court is the main mechanism and the funding mechanism in this state. You can't make money if you don't go through court. It has to be filed in a court. That's why lawyers get paid. When I got locked up the first time, the judge told me, he said, "There's no knowledge of the law is no excuse to the law." And that's why lawyers get paid, because they got knowledge of the law. I've never paid for a lawyer in my life, and I ain't lost a case yet.
So when you say you have an energy program, what's your energy program?
Well, I, ever since I was put out of the fire department due to my injuries, I had to look for something else to do. Well, I got involved in solar energy and wind technology and spent a lot of time on that, got certified and, you know, how to install. And I took the incentives that were available from the government and broke them all down to an actual program that all consumers can use. Now, I wasn't going to talk about this because I didn't want to try to promote my energy company, and that's not my intention. But, you know, in with this, there's also another hypocrisy that's being played with Maryland's energy program and it wanting to be the leader, and, you know, it's chosen. They're choosing the people who are going to succeed in that business. And if you're not on that side of the fence, you don't succeed, and that's period. You know, I've experienced that firsthand. So all that retaliation, the snooping, the spying and all that, I mean, they're in my computer. I know it. But I knew they were there before. I just didn't want them coming out going, yeah, we're looking at it. Don't admit it. You know what I mean? I'm not saying that it's good either. No, I'm saying I knew they were doing it. I believe that it's not good for them to be snooping into our business at all. It was a long time ago. One of the longtime senators said, gentlemen, let's not start reading each other's mail, something to that effect. And, you know, we shouldn't be.
Shorty, what about you were talking, one of your issues is the education system. How would your ticket begin to reform that in the ways that are not being done now?
the education system in Baltimore City needs to be revamped. We need teachers that have a vested interest in teaching, not just getting a paycheck. They got a lot of teachers that love the kids, and they came out their pockets to do stuff, and I've worked with a lot of different teachers on this issue. The board has to be more accountable. The money has to be spent more responsibly. You got to be more responsible with our money and the economic development and education of our kids. You can start with programs that are going to be more inclusive and more learning, that are more technology-based to make our kids more prepared to live with the future. You need more hands-on experience like they used to do when we was growing up, where in the community you worked in a barbershop, you swept the floor, you did what had to be done in the community.
If I may jump in with this, it's interesting to note that I read in the paper that the school system is doing a nationwide search for a superintendent.
The city school system.
You know, yeah. The city school system. And, you know, what bothers me about that is, aren't there enough professionals here from within the city or the state that are taught, that actually have a tie in the community that we can go to for that? Why do we have to have a national search? I don't think it shows that we have much confidence in our education system if we got to go outside of the system to get it. Can't we hire from within? And, you know, that was one of the things that bothered me, too. Maybe if, you know, our educators had a closer tie with the community, then maybe, you know, we could see things change in that. But, you know, we're not giving incentives enough to the teachers. I mean, teachers should be making $100,000 a year, and these schools should be cathedrals like this campus. This is beautiful here. This is top-notch, but this is what every elementary school should have. You know,
410-319-8888. Let's go. Go to Seth. Is that a caller? Seth, you're on the air. Seth, you're on the air.
Yeah. How you doing, Mark? My question to the candidates is, and this is not to get away from your candidacy, but have any of you guys ever thought about backing another candidate who probably could garner more votes? Because from what I see, and I know both of you guys from social media and everything like that, there's a lot of hate out here. A lot of people just not going to vote because they feel as though that, you know, you're not to be taken seriously. So would you think that maybe if you garner your support behind a real strong candidate, if there's any out there,
we was going to sit here and be a change, how are we going to sit here and change something if we're going to jump in bed with something we're trying to change? We already talked to people. We're not going
to
sit here. We're going to take us as is, or take us as is, man.
But I see the point, though, he's making. You know, if it's about getting elected, sure, we'll get behind the guy with the numbers. But, you know, we need to know what, you know, we need to know everything about that. And, you know,
if we want to play politics, what are we going to get out of it? Don't sit here and play us stupid.
Right, we got to make the change that needs to be made, and it's all about the issues, you know.
So how have you been treated or accepted by the Republican establishment?
Well, we don't ask them for anything, you know.
They told me to cut my hair.
That's going to happen.
But, you know, it's not about – it's about the principles that, you know, that they stand for, and I'm more behind that. You know, just I like to think that I'm a well-informed voter. I look at everything. And right now I'm looking heavily at the Independent Party because I believe that, you know, they're going to be – if they don't make an impact now, they're going to be an impact down the road, because what we're seeing through what we have is called voter re-registration drives, is we're getting a lot of inner city Democrats that were hardcore Democrats before, who know that the administrations have turned their back on them, the government's turned their back on them, and they are coming over to the Republican side just to vote for us.
So you would like people to register who are independents and Democrats to register Republican to vote for y'all during the primary?
Yep. That's what we're going to start having, voter registration drives. We're going to have Shorty's Barbecue. We're going to have dinner and a movie. We're going to do whatever it takes to get the message out. You all might take us as a because we're not polished politicians, but we're not running as politicians. We're running as peoples and people's candidates. We're running as voices for the people. We don't want to be another Martin O'Malley.
Do you have a website or a place people can contact?
Yes, we got it's vaith4gov.com. On the internet.
VAETH.com.
VAE. It's V as in Victor, AETH, 4GOV.com.
And just, I do everything off of Facebook and YouTube and Twitter. Just Dwayne G. Davis Sr. or just Google Shorty the Toilet Bomber. It all pop up. I am not hard to find.
I'd like to speak to you some more about this energy thing and how, you know, just for information purposes for the for your listeners and how they could, you know, take care of themselves and save money.
Well, we will come back to that in the next round when we have you back on as we
Great.
Continue our conversations. So, Brian Vaith, running to be the next governor, Republican ticket. Shorty Davis, Dwayne Shorty Davis, running to be lieutenant governor on the same ticket. And they're running in the Republican primary, and we will see them down the campaign trail as they make their effort to get the gubernatorial nomination for the Republican Party. Gentlemen, good to see you both.
Thank you, Mr. Stein.
Thank you for having us on our road to Annapolis.
All right. That's what I'm talking about. And we'll take a short break and come back and cross the ocean and see what's happening with the struggle for liberty and democracy in Turkey and the demonstrations in Istanbul. Stay with us. We'll be right back.